everybody. This is another episode of Straight to the Dome. This is your host, Kirby. Of course, I got a few guests here tonight. We got Troubles over here.
What's up, y'all?
We got Drew back again. We've only had him on once before. Excited to have him back on again. Drew, how's it going, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just been making music, working, waiting on my daughter, and watching football.
So what do you do for work, man?
Construction, roofing specifically.
That's what's up. That's a good blue-collar job right there. So how you been, man? Been pretty good?
Just living life day by day, you know?
Mm-hmm. You been doing anything at all? Anything new?
Not really. Just chilling, hanging out, bullshitting whenever I can.
I hear that. That being said, we've been watching a lot of football lately. It's my favorite time of the year, so we've had a lot of football-related podcasts. Right. So this is just probably going to be a sports-related podcast mixed in with a little bit of maybe, you know, current events. We'll just see what happens. So speaking of football, who are your guys' favorite teams?
Eagles, which are playing.
Talking about NFL or college-wise?
Either one.
Well, I'm a Florida State fan for college, but Gators. Whenever it goes for NFL, top three is Seattle, Seahawks, Steelers, and then I'm going to have to roll with the fucking
– That was an interception.
That was beautiful, flag. Man. We've got the Eagles and Vikings game going on in the background. Just kind of be playing that in the background, maybe providing some commentary on it. So you like you said you like Seattle. I heard Seattle in there.
Yeah, Seattle and the Steelers. Can't remember the third one off the top of my head right now. Kind of brain stuck.
I hear that. Well, as you can see, there's a Texas A&M sign in the background. I'm a big Aggies fan. We beat Miami. We didn't allow a single touchdown in that game. I think that's a bold statement.
And
considering,
they were ranked higher, weren't they?
Huh?
Were they ranked higher?
They were ranked way higher, yeah. They were 13, we were 25.
That's for sure.
Especially that one.
And by the way, Eagles definitely just got a pick.
Nope, my bad, we were 24, correct myself. But, I mean, still, it means a huge win on our part.
Huge win.
Because, I mean, it looked like we shit the bed against Appalachian State. I thought we were going to have such a shitty season. And Jimbo, I knew he was better than that. I knew something was off. And then he made the right call. He started the right quarterback, Max Johnson, former LSU quarterback. So I like what he had to do. We just got to see some more. And
put more in the depth chart.
Yeah.
And see, coming from the FSU side, I can speak for that pretty well. Jimbo is a good coach. You just put him in new positions. He kind of chokes up a little bit at first, but then once you put him in a once he gets comfortable with it, then he starts making the right calls, and that team is going to go somewhere eventually. Mm-hmm. I have really high hopes for that team.
Speaking of college, the Gators.
Man.
Too many mistakes, man.
You talk about so many people believe that you guys had a quarterback, Anthony Richardson, AR-15. And all you got to do to beat that guy is just make him pass in the pocket, make him pass, period. And it is going to be a 50-50 ball. I mean, I swear, it's gone off. I mean, the best he could do is just run around like a chicken with his head cut off. And he's athletic on the run, but you make him pass, and that's how you beat him. You force him to pass. You shut down the running game. You don't allow him to run. You force him to pass.
And it's
like 50-50.
And see,
who knows?
The team that I'm very proud of, and they've always had my heart, is Florida State. Because I'll give it to them boys. They pulled off LSU and Louisville. And honestly, I thought we were going to lose against Louisville. We have prior years, and They came out on top.
Oh, honestly, that was a close one.
We had a few people out getting injured, and even with those damn injuries, them boys pulled through.
You guys won at the last little bit with an interception, if I can remember right.
I believe so.
An interception at the very end. But, I mean, they played their hearts out either way.
I'm about to say,
They've been a good team. For some reason,
we've always been able to pull out of our ass.
Everybody talked crap on them and said that they were going to be, you know,
they beat
a high school team basically. And I mean, they looked great.
I mean, we really got a lot of shit for the LSU game for it being the missed field goal and shit like that. Everybody's like, oh, y'all won off the technicality. No, we still won.
Mm-hmm. But the Eagles are looking phenomenal.
Speaking of NFL, oh, damn good. Man, Miami.
Yep. And if I lose in fantasy, it's because of Miami players. I mean, Waddle, Tua, Waddle, Tyreek Hill. It's freaking insane. But I do have Jalen Hurts on my team, and he's looking really sharp. He's been very proficient. He's been a sniper tonight.
Two rushing touchdowns tonight.
Two rushing touchdowns, one passing.
He's over 250. Oh, yeah, 250. Over 50 yards rushing.
They've basically shut Justin Jefferson down tonight, which is really interesting.
Yeah, Vikings aren't
going. He hasn't been able to do anything. Well, the start of the
he looks quarter, pissed, man.
24-7. I don't see this game getting very far on the Vikings.
And let's talk about the Bills right now.
Oh yeah, them Bills are. That's a whole.
That's
shutout.
Why I might lose fantasy.
That's a whole shutout in itself. A 41-7. And they they almost had a second interception after the first pick six, and that was just wild in itself.
Yeah, and yeah, they did get a pick six. Bills are crazy, man.
The Bills are on fire. Josh Allen.
Shutting Derrick Henry.
He's something else, man. He's so athletic. He's built like a brick shit house.
He can throw it, run it.
He can run people
act
over.
Act like he's doing it. Yeah, run people. And he's not afraid to either. That's the best part about it.
Nah, he'll drive that shoulder and release that bitch.
One thing about that kind of playing recklessly like that, though, is you tend to not be able to play long like that.
Yeah.
So he might be phenomenal. And even if he gets injured, I have so much faith in Josh Allen to come back and be phenomenal.
Is what you're doing.
But the risk of getting hurt over time. But then again, he's got such a strong arm. All he'd have to do is just rely on that, and then he's good either way. He's good either way. He's such a great athlete.
So versatile.
So he's the one reason why I like the Bills. Outside of Josh Allen, I really don't give a shit about him.
Oh.
I'm a hardcore Jaguar fan, as a lot of people know. Duval till I die.
They did shut him out, didn't they?
Dude, 24-0 against the Colts.
Watch Sanders right here.
And the Colts got something going on with Jonathan. So it's like
Jonathan Taylor, dude, we shut him down.
Yeah, he's a beast, man, and he shut him down.
Yeah. So, and we didn't allow a single touchdown, nothing. I mean, he was zip, nada. So, I mean, it's saying something. I don't think we really know how good the team really is. I mean, at that rate, if they keep that up, who knows where the AFC South, who ends up on top with that? I have a feeling it could be Houston. But we'll see. Davis Mills, you know, Daddy Longneck, as they call him. He's a really good quarterback.
How you feel about
dude? Look at this.
Jimmy Garoppolo taking over with Debo.
Oh, Jimmy G's gonna be a rock star, man. Jimmy G's gonna come out, and they're gonna make it to the playoffs now. I knew Trey Lance was sus, man. I knew he was sus.
Got injured so quick. Look at that. Boom. That's what we're looking for. Oof. Some extra yards right there.
Holy shit!
And he's giving to him. Quick on the feet.
That's what was we that want. Quez Watkins?
Yep, Walker, he's got a touchdown tonight, too. Dude, he's on fire. That's a crazy thing.
Oh, wait, that's Brown.
Oh, no, that is Brown. No, but that's crazy, man. The whole receiving core.
It's A.J.
Watkins
Brown.
Does have a touchdown, though, but the whole receiving core in the Eagles is ridiculous this year.
You know, what I thought, though, is I thought, you know, A.J. Brown might have been just a little bit, you know, like past his prime, you know, with that injury coming back from it.
No.
And then I knew they had Devonta Smith, who is like a Heisman Trophy. Wasn't he a Heisman Trophy winner?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
And didn't he play for Bama?
Yeah, I just thought he was going to take a step up and he would be the number one guy. But A.J. Brown has really just gone off for
him. Well, you got to think about it. He's finally in a position where he's got a line. He's got receivers that will block for him.
He's got defense.
That's something he hasn't had in the past.
He's got killer defense, dude.
Hey, that's the Australian rugby player. That man's a beast. Did you know that?
He's laughing about it.
Yeah, that big tackle right there, the big Samoan looking dude.
He was a former rugby player.
Yeah, bro, he played in Australia. He was huge, man. He would just run people over, like literally, just absolutely take the ball and just completely tumble through like 10 people and then score the ball. Mm. And then the Eagles, they got him and they started training him to play tackle.
He got rules and pads in rugby.
Yeah, he's huge, but yeah, look at him right there. He's huge.
You're playing out.
Imagine that dude running at you.
So, how did you do in fantasy this week, man? What's it looking like right now?
Me?
Yeah.
As long as Stephon Diggs doesn't score, which it's the fourth quarter. It's about 4 minutes, 20 seconds left. As long as he doesn't score, I've got it in the bag. I've got it in the bag because Tua took off. I managed like 15 minutes before the game started to change out and put the Jets tight end in. I claimed them from the players. I knew I needed to do something. So I saw George's he's still hurt. And then I had to trade out my running back, too, because Alvin Kamara's out.
Yeah. I knew that was going to happen eventually.
Yeah, no, 100%. I knew when he didn't perform week one. He was already questionable.
It's a sack. He should have thrown that away, man.
But with him being already questionable week one and barely doing anything on the field, I knew he wasn't going to be able to play the next game.
Yeah. We play I'm not sure who the Jags play next. I know for the Aggies we play Arkansas, and that should be a real hard game. I don't know. Maybe it won't be. Maybe it won't be. Maybe the Aggies come out and just stone cold, you know, block them, prevent them from scoring a touchdown, just like we saw Saturday. So, who knows? I'm excited either way. We play the Gators this season too. The Gators have to travel to Kyle Field in Texas, College Station.
That's the second false start on the Eagles.
The good thing for the Gators that they do have, the best part about leaving Florida is, and you don't have to go, and you get to play in a game with no humidity for the first time. You go a little harder. Because growing up in the Midwest and then coming to here, it's a lot harder to make the transition. Because I used to go back and forth as well for a year at a time. It's a lot harder to make the transition to Florida opposed to away from Florida,
mm-hmm.
for sure. And I even lived with my dad in Dallas for a year. So the same way, it's a lot easier to breathe and just do athleticism in general out in the Midwest than I would say it is to adjust in Florida. Like Utah had to do with the swamp. That's a real thing. You're coming to
Didn't they throw up in the end zone?
Yeah, you're coming to that humidity for the first time. It's so overwhelming, and they don't understand. Like, I lived in Vegas. It could be 115 degrees outside with 0% humidity, and that's going to feel way better than it is here with 90 degrees outside and, you know, 60% humidity. It's horrible here. There, you're just going to get burnt real easy. But if you're not sweating, they don't feel hot. With that comes heat exhaustion. A lot of people get heat exhaustion a lot faster.
Right.
And you know you got Jake. Ooh, oh, Jake Elliott got blocked.
Sheesh, man. Oh, he's gone. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. He's off. Oh.
Good job, man.
Jesus.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie. They just blocked Jake Elliott, my man. Who didn't block for you?
Oh, they took that all.
Oh, man. That's rough. Kirk Cousins needed this. There's a lot of players, too, who have Justin Jefferson, and they're looking to get some points out of him for fantasy.
Number seven, Jefferson. Yeah.
Is that dude right
good job there? On special teams for the Vikings.
Yeah, no, that outside linebacker crushed down.
They got Matt air.
Crashed on him. He's ready.
I always liked the Vikings when I was younger just for Randy Moss. He was one of my all-time favorite players. But then I love really fast, like slot wide receivers, some of the shorter guys. When I play backyard football, like I'm short, but I'm Speedy Gonzalez on the field. So I'm running fast. I'm running slants. Slot wide receiver is my position. So
see if they got anything going on right here.
Those are the players I collect, like to watch. Yards.
No, they barely got a yard.
You got like two, maybe two.
I caught one.
Just shutting it down. Well, look, that's what it is. Fletcher Cox is healthy, man. That's what we were lacking last year. The Eagles were a lot of the season. Man, so hell, he's getting old.
Dude, how much you want to bet that Dalvin Cook doesn't finish the season? I know that sounds mean to say, but, well, I mean, he hasn't been able to.
This is what
would
I'm
you
saying.
Would you bet money that he would be able to finish the season, or would you bet money that he wouldn't?
I wouldn't, because this is my thing. If you look at the average time for a star running back, first of all, when you get to that star level status, you get hit more and more and harder, because they don't want you to keep playing. You know, it's just the reality of the fact, and that's why so many rules keep changing and the game keeps evolving.
I don't think so.
Man. He's been here for years, man. You know what I'm saying? All these running backs. Look at Ezekiel Elliott, his chart. Just look at it. It's declining slowly. Those running backs get hit so many times, and, you know, there's only so much you can do. And then not to mention, the game's evolving as is. It's more of a passing game anyway.
get me. Yeah, because the running backs are getting into pass catching.
Exactly. It's a lot. It's a lot of screens.
Yeah, he threw that to nobody.
The running backs are doing blocking. You're seeing two halfbacks, you know.
Yeah.
Two running backs in the back, and then, you know, one of them blocks, and the other one's going out for a pass. You know, it's
and pretty hit him in the back.
It's pretty cool to watch.
Man, it's 3rd and 7. Mm-hmm. The Eagles are shutting them down, man. I should have used the defense on fantasy.
Ooh.
I should have done it, man. That's pick. The second. That's a pick.
Oh,
man, that was hard. They should have thrown it out. It looked like it.
Ooh.
It was just me. It looked like it hit him straight in the helmet.
Yeah, it kind of looked like it.
But hey, it was a pick. Eagles, let's go.
Neil, I met Brian Dawkins. You know, I got a signed picture.
Dude, that's so cool.
I met him in person. Took a picture with him, and he signed a picture for me and my brother.
Dude, that's what's up.
Brian Dawkins.
Pick six, man.
Dude.
What a beast.
Okay, dude, he's old. He's like older now,
mm-hmm.
but the guy was yoked.
Yoked?
Dude, he was so jacked.
Dude, you
want
to talk about yoked? Okay.
Stupid jack for his age, man.
You want to talk about yoked? We have Fort White, the new strength and conditioning coach after Coach Marcy had left.
Talking about Harden?
There's this dude named Coach Harden.
Oh, my.
This man has, I kid you not, completely white hair, completely white beard. He has to be in his 60s, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm talking about.
We go to Terry Parker, okay? Terry Parker, Jacksonville. We end up beating this team 63-7. That's besides the fact. We get back into the locker room to go change. This man goes to take his coach's shirt off and go put on his other shirt. And we're all like, what the? This man's 60-something. He has an 8-pack. And he has, like, wrestler abs. I'm
Dude,
talking about
abs
look like pectorals.
You feel you?
I'm like, what the heck?
That shit just rock hard, and this, like a wash.
In every day, he made it like a new thing where at Fort White you do 15 minutes of ab workout, and he would do 7 ab workouts every single day.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts, man.
At 60 something years old, man, it was.
What
crazy.
Was he doing rep wise? What was he doing? Like 100 reps per workout? The hell?
No, he would just do a normal workout, but he would just do it.
Like 100, like 100 reps per, like, you know, like workout, like,
yeah, per day.
I had him for
no,
a
like you said,
coach.
He's doing like 7 different like ab exercises.
Yeah.
So like he must have just been going ham.
No, 7 different classes. So he's doing the same ab exercises, but 7 different times.
Dang.
Yeah. Even crazier. Man's crazy with it. And he works out during class too. He works out 2 classes a day. Like that's an actual workout too. Like he'll bench with us and everything.
Yeah,
we got him to put 4 or 5 on the bench one time. He can still bench 4 or 5.
He'll squat, he'll bench, he'll fucking help you with whatever you need, he'll get down.
This is ridiculous, man. That's something that just blew my mind, you know what I'm saying? Seeing someone who's, you know,
like
so much older than me.
And
honest to God, it's so funny. He always wears a long sleeve gray Hanes every single day. And you'd never know that he was jacked.
So at 140 pounds, I was benching 245.
245?
And
okay.
There's a lot of people who are like way heavier than me,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't get 225. So I felt really good. As you can see, I'm skinnier now. I'm like toned, but I'm hella skinny now. But, I mean, it's just because I was hardcore juicing and then just stopped cold turkey. Really mm-hmm. didn't take any hormones. It took a toll on my body coming off of it that way. And I just did so many cycles, you know?
Yeah.
I probably, dude, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I was doing like D-ball. I was doing T250.
Mm.
See,
I never juiced, but I did, you know, SARMs.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, let me tell you what. MK
MK-Ultra?
Yeah. No, not MK-Ultra, but not MK-2866. You know that is Osterine?
Sounds familiar.
It's one of the strongest SARMs. So basically, it was made for cancer and AIDS patients. And what it was made for them for is because it's something that's very common within those patients is muscle loss.
Probably what Magic Johnson's on right
crazy
now.
Crazy muscle deterioration, right?
Okay.
So what you do is you take this and it reverses all muscle deterioration and it speeds your metabolism of fat loss. So when you're working out and you're losing fat, you don't lose any muscle. It's impossible. Mm. It makes it impossible to lose your muscle mass. So you see what I'm saying? And it makes your recovery up and your fat metabolism kicks in. So it's basically, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not a steroid, but it's like
it cracks your muscles.
It's the safest you can get before you get to steroids.
You ever heard of Actisterone?
That sounds very familiar.
I was one of the first people to really get on it. I actually did like trial runs when it was I can't remember. I was like, maybe I was 18, so I was legally allowed to get it. I remember I was working at this industrial supply company. I was literally in an office. I was like buying supplements and on my lunch break going to the gym. I was hardcore about it. Yeah, I was getting stupid jacked. But I took that stuff, and apparently it can be found mostly in spinach, in some broccoli maybe. But it's a chemical also found in insects that helps them heal after the molting process, because you know, they shed their exoskeleton, all that good stuff, so it helps with healing. And so they actually found, you know, they just ground it up and basically put it in a pill form, like a supplement, and you just take it, and it's pure ecdysterone, and there's no side effects at all whatsoever. And you can gain you just get hella gains off of it, and you heal like extremely fast, as if it was.
But wait, that's the thing. You lose weight.
The muscle repairs faster. That's all it is. It's just
like amino acids on crack.
So it's just like a muscle buildup type shit.
Yeah, and it's it has less side effects than creatine weighing.
Yeah, well, this is my thing. I've never I found out that creatine really wasn't my direction. I found out immediately if I took. I would take amino acids. I would bring the can with me to school, and I'd take a little shaker cup. Dude, I would drink like 4 bottles of amino acids a day of the fruit punch one. I would do full out murk myself workouts, and in like 2-3 days, fully recovered. And I'd be doing it every day. I'd be like murdering myself. You know what I'm saying? I got to a point where I was competing in the 238 class, benching 425. I was almost clean and jerking 300.
That's insane, bro. It's gorilla strength, man.
But a lot of work. It didn't just come from nowhere. I'm not gonna lie.
That's my retarded chimp strength.
Yeah. I can't remember what year it was, but he was on the Strongest Man competition in Vegas. Who? Strongest Man in the World Cup. My dad.
Your dad was?
Yeah. Dude, my dad's. You can ask Charlie over here. My dad, he makes me look small. And then my brother Brandon.
Yeah.
He's 18. Okay, so I'm 21. He's 18. He's 6'6", and he's like 400 pounds. And his frame, he's like twice my. His shoulders are twice as wide as mine.
So he's built like freaking Aaron Donald.
Dude, he's huge. If he would lose 100 pounds, at 300 he'd have a 6-pack or 8-pack. That's how big he is and how big his frame is.
It sounds even bigger than Aaron Donald.
Dude, he's huge. He's humongous. It's ridiculous.
He's a big ass motherfucker.
He makes me look small, man.
Yeah, some people got all the good genes.
Yes,
all my younger brothers are taller than me and bigger than me, with the exception of I think one.
You know what's crazy? I'm the oldest and I'm the smallest. My brother Samuel, he's 14. He's already as tall as me. My brother Benaya, he's like right here on me. He's 12, and my sister Petra is as tall as me, and she's 16.
Well, I guarantee you. Yeah.
So I'm gonna be the smallest, and I'm the oldest out of all of them.
I think my shit was slowed down. I feel like. I didn't eat nearly as much as all the rest of my brothers.
And I'm going to be honest with you, that's a real thing. My mom, when I really started noticing that I was getting the most growth spurts with me and my own, my brothers and everything, she was feeding us so much. And she's a baker. And so she was always making us pastries and all this extra stuff. And then my family has a like background for Messianic Jews. So she would home make challah bread and stuff. So she was always making us all types of different stuff, stuffing us with food, and so we were always eating. I think that's why we're so big. I don't lie.
Dude, you,
I'm not lying about that cornbread. It'll do something to you.
I love cornbread, dude. It's my favorite, man.
Hell yeah.
But you've heard of that really wacky conspiracy that the Jews that run the world? Have you heard of that?
What? No.
Basically, the Jews are the Illuminati.
It's
sort of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Have you heard what the Jews believe in, and the actual like they believe in the afterlife? You know what I'm saying? They don't believe there's a hell, man.
They don't believe there's a hell.
No, they don't believe in the devil. They obviously, you probably know they don't believe in Jesus. Well, they believe in Jesus, but they don't believe that he was the savior, the son of God. Yeah. They believe that he was just a prophet, a really smart guy who was. You know, hearing everything, but no, they don't believe in the hell. They don't believe in the devil. It's funny. They believe that whatever you believe in, as long as you follow it wholeheartedly, that's where you'll go. But that's so flawed, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because like, how is there so many different options and opinions?
Yeah, no, really.
I didn't know that's what they actually believe. That they believe that whatever you believe is where you'll go.
Yes.
Do you know what's crazy? No devil. That's wild. Do you know that they recently discovered a tooth that totally contradicts the whole timeline of us being traced back as humans? That it totally throws them off. They have no explanation for it. They're like, this shouldn't. This ruins everything that we thought about evolution. Like, means we are here, the humanoid. We were just like us, like from way back before that we even thought that we were like this. You know, we are sophisticated. We actually had infrastructure.
Yeah,
like we built amazing things. Like, there's a place. It's 12,000 years old. Get this, it's older than even the pyramids in Giza. In Egypt, right? It's older than that. It's the oldest known site that's still around.
Architecture?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's 12,000 years old, and they're still like, how did they even build this? And it's huge. It's massive. So basically, people from all around the world came to this place in Turkey. I need to find the name of it. I think I took a screenshot.
I'm competing against myself. Wait really quick. Look at how messed up this is, man.
What's that?
Look, he's got 122. I've got 127. He's got AJ Brown playing, and I've got Miles Sanders. Wait. That's so bad, because AJ Brown's obviously got the potential of getting way easier point-wise, you know what I'm saying? Especially with Jalen running as much as he is successfully, I don't even see Miles Sanders in. Mm. Dude, so that ain't good.
This place is called a Göbekli Tepe, or Tepe.
Miles Sanders.
And it is, it's in Turkey. You have to look up Google images of this place when you get a chance. Just go ahead and look it up. It's insane. So people travel from all over the world to go to this place, and they would do like rituals there, huge, massive rituals. And this is 12,000 years old, older than the pyramids. Mm-hmm. And they found all the evidence of these rituals. And they actually, first there was the temple, which was this huge, massive place that they did all the ceremonies and the rituals in this place.
Mm-hmm.
But they then built the city around the temple. So first there was that place, and then there was the city. It wasn't the city first, and then the temple. That's how important this thing was. It was so important that they built the city just around this area where people would travel to from all over the world.
Dude, that's weird.
They just found different artifacts from just like, it's from this place and this place. And this is just absolutely mind-blowing. So, but I didn't know that there was a place like that. That was, I thought the pyramids were that place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the beginning.
But there's pyramids all over the world. So, you know, the monoliths? The monoliths, I think it's a monolith, but they're 2001 A Space Odyssey, where they found all the monoliths in just the middle of the desert.
Yeah, and they were like, what is this?
And then they advanced kind of around that. So this place in Göbekli Tepe had those.
From the dead?
Not the exact same ones.
But like it?
Just like all around this place. Wild stuff. It was that's amazing, weird. Dude. It's mind-blowing. So, like, the discovery of this place and the tooth, they're just like, yeah, so our timeline of what we thought was
when we
came, it's totally off. We don't even know. We have no explanation for this.
Yeah, well, I mean, how can you possibly 100% carbon date something that you don't? We can't even figure out crap within our lifetime, you know what I'm saying? So how are you supposed to figure out and date something from, so you know what I'm saying?
So with that being said, and then you look at the ocean, and then there's a lot of old cities that are underneath the ocean that you can go find in Greece, near China, like just
everywhere,
all over the world. It's like some of those are like, they never were on, they can't find maps of these places. They're like, this place is, we have no explanation for it because it's not on any map that we have.
It's almost like a flood happened or something.
Right. It's kind of just, it's weird. who knows? But it's really cool. It makes life far more interesting to know. Like, I don't know. It's the fad now, I guess, to be just a nihilist, like nothing matters. But I don't know. For me, I have like a thirst for knowledge. Like, mm-hmm. I'm hardcore addicted to just finding out weird stuff like that. And it's interesting, man. Oh, yeah, every day 100%. Can be interesting, man. Life is what you make of it.
Honestly. There's so much going on, no one ever know about. It's so crazy, right? So many people.
I was obsessed. How I got into all that stuff is actually I was like into Indiana Jones. I watched Indiana Jones as a kid. And then I was like obsessed with like treasure hunting. Yeah. And then that one movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark, where they're looking for the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, dude, that
was so mind-blowing to me.
Speaking of
had the Nazis, they were hardcore, like, looking for that stuff,
too. You know, in real life, Hitler was, right?
And they were. Yeah, they were looking for that crap.
Crazy, man. You ever seen, speaking of Ark of the Covenant, Hitler, all that, you seen the UFO schematics that the Nazis had? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, they had a Diaglock.
Yeah.
I think it was like a bell-shaped UFO. Like,
can we talk about how most of the Nazis were being yacked out on freaking meth?
No, mm-hmm. Not most. I don't know if you know this. Adolf Hitler was actually one of the first people to mass, like as a whole, the mass produce meth. Not only was they on it,
yeah.
He put it in their tea, he put it in their coffee, and it was rationing all of the meals.
Well, I forget who it was. Wasn't it Dr. Goebbels? Wasn't that his guy, his main go-to guy, who's just or is that somebody else? Maybe that was, I know they called him the angel of death.
Just imagine they run out of rations of their fix, and you got a whole bunch of freaking yacked up, crazy, batshit, head Nazis.
That's what a lot of people don't know about, though. It's like Hitler was really deep into the occult and wanted to find those ancient artifacts. He felt like they'd give him power.
Power? No, yeah, he felt
and,
like he would
he was a
power.
Hardcore tweaker. The guy was a real weirdo.
Oh, yeah.
But their technology is just so
far advanced. It's ridiculous.
I mean, look at Operation Paperclip, where we, you know, found a bunch of those German scientists, like Dr. Wernher von Braun, who mm-hmm. was a German rocket scientist, had his own rocket factory full of Jewish scientists and hang the slowest Jewish scientists, right, you know, outside of these rocket factories, and they all got all of their crimes pardoned to come work for us for NASA, like, in the military, and they just all got pardoned, and some of them were just committing horrific acts, like, you know, gassing people, literally, putting them in chambers and experimenting on them, human experimentation.
Well, it was crazy, it didn't even stop with the Germans. If anything, mm-hmm. the Japanese were experimenting a little harsher on the boats. You know about that? Well, they were doing the
if you were an American soldier, like, you got caught in okay, Japan so that time. Yeah,
who did this? The Japanese.
The Japanese. They were taking.
Have you heard about this?
They were taking men and women as prisoners, and they would take guns and they would force the men to rape the women, and then they would force them to do it until the women would conceive. And then they were using women that had a baby that was inside of their stomach, and they were testing whether it would stop a bullet or not.
What?
Yeah. And then they had their own version. That was their own version of camps. Yeah. This happened. Yeah. It's a lot crazier.
A lot of crazy shit happened.
Because it was a lot smaller, but it was a lot more crazy because of how much smaller it was. But it was during World War II. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
And then Hitler, the worst part about Hitler is he actually could have won the war, which is the worst part. But he, instead of winning the war, he diverted all resources to genocide, which is, that's just horrible. Mm-hmm. He had every means to win the war. Literally just instead poured it into putting more and more Jews into camps, into executing more and more faster. He was just twisted, man.
People look at his target, right? And they're like, oh, that's evil, that hate is evil. But they don't realize how charismatic he was and how he swayed the masses to eventually take on that ideal and then force the people who had that ideal, the ideology that he wanted, force those ideals onto somebody else and then make them conform. If they didn't conform, well, you see what happened. And then it slowly began. It was just slow. I mean, people first thought he was just this great leader, and you slowly got to see the rhetoric get worse and worse and worse. And he was still charismatic and saying it charismatically. And
he's a method man.
You know, he blamed a certain. You know, there's a lot of people who had a victim mentality, and he swayed those people by saying, "Hey, these are the people to blame for all of these problems."
He took advantage of the mentally ill. He took advantage of the twisted and the sick.
And also, on top of what you said, in my opinion, I really don't. His main focus wasn't really the war. Because on top of that, you said he could have won that shit, but he chose to dump more and more into killing the Jews. His main sole focus was all to capture as many Jews as he possibly could.
He wanted extermination.
And just exterminate the whole process. He didn't give a shit about
the war. He wanted to be the next crusade.
He just wanted to eliminate the whole.
And I mean, think about it. It's messed up to even say
like,
it.
That's why he chose not to go fully into going world domination. He just went the route of, all right, I came to do one thing, and that's my main focus.
As a Jew, though, to think about it, it's terrible because, like, the reasoning he did it is because he wanted it to be the next crusades. He wanted to make history, and look at it. He'll forever be talked about. So it's like, it's messed up because to an extent, did he get what he wanted? I mean,
he has sympathizers now. It's disgusting.
It's pitiful. It's horrible. Like, what is it?
That being said,
if you can sympathize that, where's your morale at?
Going back to that whole theory, that is a very neo-Nazi type, disgusting. You blame one group of people and you paint them all the same
way
of thinking. It's disgusting.
Horrible. No, it's horrible.
But you should be able to question every single government, especially even the Israeli government
Every government, especially our own.
That doesn't mean that every person is that way.
No,
okay. You can't paint them all the same. It's a very small, select group of people, and they're spread out all over the place. If there is an Illuminati, that's how it works. It's not one whole race of people. It's so stupid.
And another thing that I actually watched today was the funeral of the queen.
Yeah, it was wild. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think the queen was a good person? You think she was...
There's too many conspiracies going on there, and plus with them finding her name in
what was her husband's name?
I cannot fucking.
Do you remember the time they found I think it was a dead body in Buckingham Palace or on the property of Buckingham Palace?
See, that's what you're worried.
What worries me is her name in the flight log books of Epstein's Island, and she has the same pinky ring as Tom Hanks and everybody else.
She got the same little gold ring that all of them got that went on that island. Maxwell and Jeffrey and everything.
I've heard about these rings.
Yeah, they share about this. They share this little gold pinky ring. You can look this up.
Well, I do know there is a list, and I do know that it's nobody talks about it, and I do know that it was a lot of people involved.
And
Kevin
Queen,
Spacey.
The Queen was on the list.
Do you know that Kevin Spacey and Ghislaine Maxwell were seen in Buckingham Palace? And there's a picture of them, pictures of them on the thrones in Buckingham Palace.
And then look at that. So there you go. The rings.
The Queen's cabin.
And the Queen's on the log. Like, come on. And my thing is, here you go. If you've been to that island, you knew. There's no way.
My thing is I'm surprised the whole casket scene wasn't different. They kind of went with the basic ass, you know, diamond-shaped box.
Another thing, did you see that there was a goat that was leading the funeral?
I did not.
Isn't that weird?
Maybe it's because they were like, you're the goat.
Big horns, a goat.
She was like, you're the goat. You were the goat.
Well, I also know they had...
It's just a little weird.
Do you think they're going to bury her crown and staff and everything with her? Or do you think that's just going to get passed
down? She's decked out. Do you know that they line the coffins with lead and they're like 800 freaking pounds? Because they want to preserve their bodies as much as possible.
Dude, that must have been heavy for them dudes carrying that shit.
That's
speaking of like life and death.
This dude's young as hell too carrying that casket.
Do you know that this is, you know who Ivanka Trump is, right? You know Trump's daughter? Do you know that her husband is saying that he's going to live forever? Isn't that weird?
Oh, you saw that shit too?
Yeah, I posted it on my Snapchat story. You're saying isn't that weird? Isn't that just...
Talking about he's going to be immortal or something. He's trying to get
really
in shape to be immortal.
If you really, really, truly pay attention, you realize it's one big club. It's weird. is really weird.
It's the top elite dude, world
control. And in reality, in all honesty,
has to be. So we don't know who it is. It's not the Illuminati.
Who would want to live?
They probably don't even have the damn name.
There was an Illuminati. It was called the Bavarian Illuminati.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't think founded, that's modern day. I don't
but
think it's
really
the
and truthfully,
yeah, no, there's
in all honesty,
like
who would want to live forever? Like, why?
Well, you want to know people that are.
It's just been a human thing. I
feel
like
by power. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it's in some people's.
Nature. Eventually, you're gonna run out of money. Eventually, the world's gonna deteriorate. Eventually, something drastic is gonna happen. To where this world's no longer gonna be here, or something is gonna happen.
Science
and billions and billions and trillions, and not trillions of dollars have been pumped into science of like anti-aging.
And then you're just gonna float in the midst of space.
Stem cell treatments, you know, people just get stem cell treatments because it's younger, right? It's supposedly from the placenta or the umbilical cord a lot of times. And so you know that somebody else's DNA is going inside you, and then those cells replicate, right? Mm-hmm. By the millions. Isn't that really weird? And it's supposed to go to and heal anything that's inflamed. When you get stem cells, that's how it works. And it just immediately goes to that area and starts repairing it. But that DNA also replicates. So you're actually kind of you're mixing DNA strands. Somebody else's DNA. You have no idea whose it is.
Yes, yeah.
And you know what? I didn't know that, and I actually got stem cells. Yeah, I got stem cell treatments. I got them in both knees. And
That's how they make vaccines. Stem cells.
Yeah, but I didn't have any of that shit.
Yeah.
It was because it was from my own blood. They put it in a machine and it just mixed it up really, really fast, and it changed the consistency of my own blood. Dude, so it's cool. My own blood. They put it back into me, and then they put platelet-enriched plasma. I think it's called a PEP shot. Mm-hmm. And okay, so on this knee right here, for example, now I spent $5,000 on it, and I literally I almost died when I got the bill. Like,
Jesus,
I had put on a credit card, didn't have insurance. Insurance wouldn't be covered in anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Something that insurance doesn't cover. So I went in there. It's been dislocating, ever since I was a teenager. It would dislocate in my sleep sometimes. It was, brutal, man. And it was just grinding, and it hurt. It hurt when it was cold. When she put that needle in, dude, it was, like going through, live rock, man. Oh. It was just grinding to get through there. And she had to go through there, you know, with a needle twice in this knee, with a needle about that big. Jalen Hurts interception?
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. But yeah, he just threw him.
But, okay, so since then, I have not dislocated this knee, not once.
Oh, so it did so right.
It did something. It still hurts, you know, sometimes. But that being said, it's not dislocated. And it used to just be like, dude, just anything, sliding out of place, just it sucked.
So, I mean, best $5,000 of your life.
Yeah, I avoided surgery.
It upgraded your life quality.
But there's people who can afford that stuff, like the queen, the king now, whoever, and people in Hollywood, whatever, but they can get all of these new blood injections. There's people who are actually really young people, they're getting their blood pumped. They're getting paid for it, thousands of dollars by elderly, rich people to get blood transfusions of their blood. And because they found out scientifically that new blood actually does prolong life. New blood in an older person prolongs their life. Old blood, if you were to give old person's blood, they tested this with rats, but an old rat's blood to a new one, it actually kills them faster, speeds up the dying process.
Oh, wow.
So there is something to the whole blood thing.
You're killing yourself to give life to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
There is this theory that, look, wow. You just intercepted
them. Pretty much they're paying you to pretty much put a lesser
sentence
on your life.
Tell me how the Vikings – wait, real one second. Pause on this one. Vikings just got an interception. And then the Eagles get on defense. Number two, he drops the ball, almost intercepts it. Next play, interception. So back-to-back interceptions.
That's crazy.
What? Well, they're going to probably pop a replay.
Back-to-back Jalen Hurts interceptions?
No, no. Not what? Jalen threw one, and then the Eagles got one.
There we go, baby. Yeah. The Eagles' defense is looking solid this year, man.
Oh, they're crazy. They've got multiple interceptions tonight. I should have played
them. Yeah, that's not – that's, you know
– Can you go look at fantasy?
Kirk is all right. Yeah, I can look at fantasy real quick.
Yeah, because my phone died, and I'm curious, man. Because I should have played the Eagles tonight. Should have.
See here.
I hope I'm winning.
We're all in fantasy leagues. We're playing for money. Yep. I think this guy needs to get in one next season.
Yeah, I should have. Let's see
what I'm looking like. So you're in this one. You're in our league right here. You go look at the league and look at the scoreboard. So okay, you are still in the lead of 127.46.
Am I clicking on it? I want to see how the Eagles are doing, the defense.
Oh, you're 13. At
13. Yeah, I should have played them. They did better than Dallas.
Yeah, but still, I thought Dallas was going to, I don't know. I thought Dallas was going to be like the defense.
Dude, when I saw the preseason and I saw Turpin get those 2 70-yard runs in one game before the half, you know, those the kick returns, I was like, man, they're gonna have a crazy defense, special teams, but they're not living up to what they were doing in the preseason.
Yeah.
But again, it is the preseason. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It is the preseason. You know, they're playing all the, you know, backups and all that, but. At the same time, you know, Turpin looks like in a couple of years, that man is going to be a beast.
Jalen has 333 passing yards. He's a beast. 3 total touchdowns.
What's his what's his percentage for tonight?
I don't know what his percentage is. All I know, he's doing really good. Look at that. It's insane, dude. And then look at his rushing. 55 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. I don't think you can do that on the app. But, yeah, good times.
That's awesome.
Anything,
Eagles are looking crazy good.
Anything you guys want to talk about before we close out here?
I got some new music coming out soon.
Yeah?
I've been working hard on some music. Right now I got actually 3,000 monthly listeners on Spotify.
That's killer.
Yeah, my newest song I just dropped, I think, 2 weeks ago, My Beloved, it's already at like 4,200 streams on Spotify alone, and it's on everything else, on YouTube, Apple Music, all that.
So, okay, where can people go ahead and find you? What is the name?
Okay, it's K and then - Drew, and it stands for King Drew. On my Instagram is King Drew Music, but on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Tidal, Deezer, Audio Mac, iHeartRadio, Pandora, anything you use really, K-Drew, King Drew, and then just type in My Beloved after that. That's my latest song right now. Great song, I love it. And I got an album coming out soon. That's the single I'm promoting that's going to be on the album. But it's going to be my first actual album, and it's going to be anywhere from 15 to 18 tracks. I'm trying to decide right now, but it's coming out soon. I'm going to have a lot.
Use everyone.
I have 12 songs out right now. And when I release this album, I'll be more than doubling what I have out. So
that's amazing, dude. That's wild, dude. I congratulate you on that.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I just started this year, and on Spotify alone, I've already acquired over 19,000 streams.
So just K-Drew on Spotify. People can find you
on Spotify.
Instagram, K-Drew.
Verified on Spotify. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Sounds good. Everybody go check him out. Of course, we got our boy Troubles over here.
Yeah.
Good to have you back, man.
Always. I'm going to try to be back as many times as I can.
I hear that. All right. Well, sounds good, guys. We're going to close out, and we will see everybody when we see them.
Good night. See you.